Bobby Ryder, thank you so much for joining me here. This is actually our first interview, our first episode that we're launching of this new series called All Roads Lead to Pullman. I love our community. And one of the things I love about it is nobody comes here by accident. Everyone who comes to this town came with a purpose, whether it's to get a new degree or start a new job, start a company. Like it's for a positive reason. Nobody drifts through Pullman, right? Correct. And anybody who comes here has to make a choice to stay, right? Because, you know, it's not for everyone. Right. But I, you know, anyone who has put down roots in this community is a friend of mine. And you've been around here for long enough and have done some pretty cool stuff. I want to hear your story about what brought you to the Palouse.
Oh, okay. So it was school, to make it pure and short. I was going back to school. I had started at University of Northern Colorado, and then, you know, I just decided I would drop out and go to the University of Jackson Hole and ski for a while.
I mean, that sounds like the dream right there.
Yeah.
Bobby
yeah.
the ski bum. I can picture
that. And Targhee, you know, we did that for 5 years. And then it was time to go back to school. And I got tired of doing lower labor jobs. And I thought a degree might help me. So I did go back to school and ended up with a degree in landscape architecture.
Oh, from where?
University of Idaho.
Oh, go Vandals.
Go Vandals, yeah.
Me too. I'm a Vandal.
Are you?
Yeah.
They have a great program.
Yeah.
It was...
Well, I've noticed that at Idaho, architecture is in the art school versus at WSU, it's in the engineering college.
Yes.
Yeah. So but, it's different takes on
well,
the field.
Yeah, and that's interesting too, because it used to be in the ag college.
Ah.
So
I think landscape architecture is in Connors at WSU.
No, it was.
Oh, it was?
It's not anymore. It's in the School of Design.
I didn't know that.
Architect design. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So it's... which is where architecture is housed. They put them together, which I think is a great fit. Although it was interesting when it was in, when it was in Connors, it also was a different emphasis, probably stronger emphasis than I had at U of I because we were in the design school. So I felt like I got a really great design foundational training. And then I have a husband by this time and he's got a job, and so I became kind of spouse bound, and we got kids, and so I worked part time for a while, hourly kind of thing, for the city of Pullman, in the planning department, doing maps and things for them, and then got out of that and went to graduate school at WSU in regional planning and environmental science, but my degree was in regional planning. Which is a nice combination with landscape architecture.
Yeah. So what's the pull to that field?
What's the pull to it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like what got you excited about continuing your education in that?
To do that? Yeah. Well, I've always been kind of a big picture person. Like I see the parts. I see the big parts first. And where, I mean, I would probably be a good coach in seeing the whole game from the sidelines if I were into sports or something like that. But I see the big picture, particularly when it comes to projects, design, just things like that. When it gets down to the nitty gritty of, you know, the budgets or the, you know, hiring or things like that. I mean, the things that accountants do or HR does, it's like, that's what they're for. But you can't get to those without having a vision and a picture of where you could possibly go. So that it was, to me, it felt like a natural progression to go from landscape architecture and doing garden design and things like that to the bigger landscape and ecosystems and how they all work together.
Awesome.
It's a good program. It's a good match. Great match for me.
Nice. So you finished your graduate program there, and then
yes.
Did you immediately jump into the labor force there?
I actually was hired by the Whitman County Planning Department as an assistant planner.
Okay.
And that lasted, I mean, it was great. My boss and I were, in fact, Pam was my boss, and she was terrific, and we're still good friends.
Oh, cool.
But we lost touch for maybe 20 years just because her life went on, mine went on maybe longer than that, and then we've reconnected.
Oh, wow.
And she's now in my water aerobics class because I do that now too.
Oh, she's still local?
Yeah.
There you go. Lifelong friends.
Yeah. That's great. Cool. But I was only there for 4 months, and WSU kindly asked me if they needed somebody to fill in for somebody on sabbatical. Would you be willing to come back to teach for a year? And I was like, yes. You never know where that's going to lead. But to me, that felt like the right move to make, and they paid me more money. And so I was happy about that. And I was also in the same town where my kids were going to school. And, you know, there are a lot of good reasons for doing it. Yeah. And that lasted for 10 years. And then
teaching the entire time?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, summer school and everything. Yeah. And then I went into administration, into capital planning and development, and was hired as campus planner.
Okay, so I've been dying to ask you, what can you point to on the WSU campus and say, I designed that?
Oh.
Or I did that, or that was my project?
Right. I was more reviewing of environmental documents.
That counts.
Oh, sure. Well, then everything is with major capital. I was involved with it.
So the whole campus.
Well, I mean, I can't take full credit for it. It's a team that does those.
Of course. Well, what was your favorite project?
Multi-million-dollar projects.
What's your favorite project you worked on over the
years? Well, one that I worked on pretty closely was Stadium Way. Oh. That whole redesign of Stadium Way.
Like the era where they put the median?
Yeah.
I guess that was like mid-2000s, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
During the Rollins administration.
Right, just the parking lot at the base of College Hill. I did the landscape design for that. Just there were smaller design projects that I was in, that they just didn't farm it out. You know, they just said, we need a design. We're gonna, because if they built it in-house, then they might ask me for a design, and I'd work with the park, with the grounds crew. And so it was a job that every day there was something different. It felt like going on. You never knew, you know, you were part of that ground level where you were seeing the big picture and how they were going to bring the pieces together.
Yeah.
And so it was great. I worked for Jerry Schlatter. He was maybe one of the best bosses I've ever had.
Yeah.
Pam was great, but Jerry was great. And it was just a very forward-thinking operation. Yeah.
I love that.
It was great.
I love both of our college campuses, WSU and U of I.
Mm-hmm.
But I
also taught over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In landscape architecture.
Did you ever get a chance to do any projects or any of the planning?
No. I just would travel over there and
teach
a class or two.
Makes sense. But I like visiting other college campuses. I'm no designer myself, but I have a fascination with the subject. And just seeing the way things are laid out, there's things at WSU that make a lot of sense. There's things that make less sense. What's your take on just the layout of that campus and some of the things we inherited from years of capital planning?
Years and years.
And then throwing the plan out. And then kind of with a different plan, and then we're going to go this way.
I just think that as administrations change, there's going to be different priorities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I might have been campus planning, but really the people that make the decisions about what's going to happen are above me.
Sure. Yeah. French ad makes that decision.
I mean, yeah, all the way from there to a department, mm-hmm. and how they want things done. And then you have contractors that you bring in, and you hire designers, design teams. And so I'm just reviewing what they're doing. It was a really exciting time to see how firms put together their work. And just to get the job is amazing, the amount of work that they put in.
For sure.
Just to get the contract, right?
For sure.
So I have a lot of respect for those guys and what they put in to stay alive.
Yeah.
And it seems like the ante keeps getting raised. So
it's neat being here long enough to see the campus evolve.
Yeah. I would say the campus, you're talking about Washington State. I would say that their evolution is, it was kind of static for a while. It was always the Stadium Way was like the outer part of the campus.
Yeah,
and then
the outer
anything on the other side, you know, maybe went one block, and then that was kind of the end of it. But we started running out of room. you know, or where you can put new buildings. They are taking down some of the older buildings that like Hild Hall would be, I think that one's
I am happy getting, to see that one go. That yeah, was
that one was interesting.
Ugly building. That was an atrocious blight on the community.
Yeah, I think that.
No offense to the people that work there. I'm sure you do lovely research. The building was ugly.
Well, it just was time.
Yeah.
It was time for it to go down. And so I don't know now what they're putting into it, but, you know, often just getting more and more dense was what they were about.
Going up rather than out.
Going up instead of out because of the, how it had to do with 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes between classes. So
there you go.
What can you walk?
Yeah.
So that was a lot.
One of my favorite little spots is that stretch of Library Road that used to be for cars, and now it's for pedestrians with both the ramp and the stairs.
It's very nice.
I like the design there.
I do too. It just seems so smart, doesn't it?
So smart and so natural.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a nice place to hang out. I used to work in photography and video on campus, and that was a great place to go and get the long lens out, get some nice pictures of campus.
Good, great. Great long distance shots for sure.
Yeah. Those are the other spots where I'm I look forward to them trying the spot again.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite places up on campus?
Well, one that I think is kind of charming and I think is developing is the Arboretum that's over by the Alumni Center. Mm-hmm. And that they kept the cupola.
Yes, from the building that used to be over by Murrow.
Yes, what was that called? Anyway, it's just a really sweet structure. And I was so glad that they found a way to keep it and enhance, build it back up again, because otherwise it was just going to get tossed. Mm-hmm. And it makes a really nice little focal point in that. And
nuclear
that
paint arboretum. Looks brand new.
Yeah, as long as they can keep it up, keep a roof on it, it's going to be fine. I think that the Alumni Center was a stunner of a remodel, taking that old barn and turning it into just a place that there's a lot of pride that Cougars come and go to. I was involved when they expanded the stadium and went up and that.
Talk about the upper deck, the press box and all that.
Yeah.
So I was a relatively new university employee at the time, and I actually had an office in the IT building down below.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so I was in these staff meetings where they had to break it to us. Hey, guess what? A year worth of construction and you're going to lose your view out the window.
Yeah.
Which wasn't comfortable at first, but my goodness, what an improved fan experience.
Enormously improved fan experience. And the I loved how they, if you go up Stadium Way, that the facade of it is sort of like with the silver or grayness that they put, it kind of blends into the sky.
A little bit.
It's sort of like, it doesn't feel like it's a huge building when you're going to Stadium Way.
It doesn't loom over the street like some football stadiums back in the South do.
Yeah. It when you get to right in front of where the screen is, then
that's a little taller. More imposing.
Well, that's a big statement, but it looks good. I think that everything that's going on with the bioengineering or all of that sciences complex that's across the way, that was an exciting development in terms of planning that went into that. Like, how are you going to do it in pieces, because you can't build it all at once. So that whole concept. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful buildings inside, and they all kind of have their own personality, which makes it even more interesting. What they did, the Cub, when it was the bookstore, is now a student center. Mm-hmm. It's a very nice student center.
Yeah, the Chinook, I believe.
Chinook, yes. Yeah, that's a great place. I mean, really, it's a beautiful campus. And I feel great pride in being part of some of the things that happened there. But it wasn't me. It was a team. I mean, it was a huge team of people that made these great things happen.
Yeah. I mean, no one's taking any singular credit for one thing.
No.
But something I appreciate about you is you've got an enormous legacy of contributing to these projects in Pullman that affect the built environment, right? You may not understand the backstory, but you benefit from it every day. You know, one example I would look at is, the team at Pullman Civic Trust and getting our trail system up and running. People everywhere just regard it as a jewel of the community.
It is a connector.
And it didn't happen by accident.
No, And so much of that started before me.
Yeah.
And
what can you share about the backstory of our treatment system?
Yeah. Loretta Anawalt, she just, there's a river there. We should have we need a bridge across it. And we want clean water. And really, it's about, the trails were a way to, she also owned the Anawalt building in the downtown, and which is right at the end of Main Street. And so for her, it all made sense to connect, have trails to get people off the campus into the downtown. And how do we facilitate making that experience really great?
Yeah.
And so that was when the bridge went in, the bridges, that whole event to put in the two bridges, the flat bridge, we go on the flat bridge and the arch bridge. And what a difference. We really missed them all when we had our flood event this year. But they're going to be back up for Lentil Festival.
Wonderful.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
It is a construction project.
Yes. So, thank you, Sean Wells, for working so hard on it.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. You rock. If you need my tables and chairs moved, no problem.
We'll come out and personally move them for you so you can fit the crane into the plaza. It's all good. But, all these things don't happen without community involvement. And sometimes people have a hard time picturing what it's going to be like at the end.
Yeah.
So was it a hard sell to prioritize these trails? Because I remember Pullman beforehand.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have a vision for it, but other people did.
Well, I got to give credit to John Sherman and the city of Pullman and Mark Workman, who, when we came to and said, we need to create this link that goes around College Hill. We have no place to ride our bikes except in the roads, and sidewalks. And that's not the new biking these days. I mean, that happened, let's back it up. First, we had Chipman Trail, right?
Yeah.
The Chipman Trail.
What's the origin story for that? Was that a dream for a long time?
That was, yeah, to connect the two communities. And that, Nancy Mack took a big lead in that. Mike Werner was huge, and the commissioners, the county commissioners
this
at that time.
This would have been back in the 90s, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember
90s.
Being a...
Early 90s.
A young child living in North Idaho, coming up to the Palouse for the first time. I think I was in second grade. Mm-hmm. And I remember the double train tracks in front of U of I, and those tracks going all the way to Pullman, which means that railroad grade would have been an active rail yard.
Oh, it was really, when that came into being, it was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it really did connect the two communities in a special way. And so the backstory on that was that I think we wanted to do that, but unfortunately there was a person who was killed on the road biking, and it was very sad. And and so it helped to, this makes a lot of sense. It's going to happen. They're going to ride their bikes because you got to have a place to ride your bike.
Yeah.
And so.
Was it difficult getting the rail corridor?
No, the DOT worked really, once the decision was made to go forward with it, and Mike Werner was in the lead. DOT helped us work with the railroad and through the whole rail banking process. It was a good process.
So you have the railroad, you have the city of Pullman, you have Whitman County, and you have the city of Moscow all having to come to the table.
Yes, and they all came together on the Bill Chipman Trail Committee and contributed to it, both universities, both cities, and who else was on there? Oh, the county.
Yeah. Was it an easy sell? Did it take some time to get everybody to the table?
I think it went pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
They made financial contributions to it. I think the benefits were worthwhile. And I don't believe that the committee exists now. I could be wrong. I know U of I withdrew from it. Mm. They didn't, but I'm not really sure where the committee is at this time.
Sure. Well, it's there. It's an asset to the community.
Yeah.
And it shows what's possible when we all get in the room and collaborate together.
Right. And it created a budget for the county to be able to take care of it as a county park.
Yeah.
So that was great. I mean, it's a county park.
Nice.
The least expensive park you're going to build is going to be
true.
A trail, right?
It's true.
You don't have to mow it. You don't have to, you know, you don't have all that. There's maintenance.
You do have to spray it. but.
Yeah. You're supposed to do that anyway, so.
There you go.
So so that one was, and then it was the prop one, which is the trail around College Hill and the connections of all of that, which makes for a terrific bike ride that goes all along Airport Road and I mean, it didn't used to be there.
We have a fantastic trail system, and it almost feels like it's a secret, right? Like we don't lead with it enough. I think that when you think about bikeable communities, people don't think of Pullman, but maybe we should redefine that a little bit because it's an amazing asset. You can get most places in town on a bike.
Yeah, we do have trail maps, and you know, Civic Trust continues to work on creating connections and working on all of that visionary part about more trails. I mean, that's what they do. They do trails, rivers, and a vibrant downtown. So
I love that. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So they've become, they're really great partners
for
the Downtown Pullman Association.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
What is the role that Civic Trust plays in the community? Like I'm not super familiar with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Civic Trust is a all volunteer organization. They have a board of people that are passionate about their mission. Mm-hmm. And they operate with volunteers, and they also have mailing lists.
Yeah,
people
to tackle projects trails.
Yeah, when you see visible things like the Chipman Trail, or you see the Prop 1, which is the Downtown Riverwalk and all of that, they have a long following, and they have a long legacy too. Yeah. I mean, it started in the 1980s. Hmm. I think it was 1981, something like that. It was a long, long time.
Oh, they've gotten a lot of stuff done.
They have gotten a lot of stuff done, but they don't do it alone. I mean, really, the partnership, when we can get a great partnership with the city, because they can run bonds, they can run, working with the Parks Department. Just all of the incrementally, little great things can happen. So they do a good job.
So not speaking on behalf of any organization, just one Pullman citizen to another, what's the next big idea for a trail or an outdoor space or a park that you think we should be looking at to tackle as a community, even if it's 10 years away?
I guess what I would say is, we've got to be sure we get whatever that is going to be into our planning documents because
comprehensive plan.
Yeah. Comprehensive plan. We have an open space. The city has an open space plan. They've done a beautiful job on it. And it's about the parks and the trails. Really, they're owned by the city. So they're parks. Mm-hmm. They're just linear.
Yeah.
Linear parks.
Long, skinny parks.
And so to continue that movement, and as we grow as a community, try to find those flat spaces. Mm. I mean, it really is.
Oh, we had Mary's Park put in south end of town recently.
Right.
Progress there. Our first ADA accessible park.
Yes, I know.
And it's connected to a trail.
Exactly. Connected to a trail. Yeah. Finding those flat spaces. Mm. Are really important, and that's why the rail lines are they're always flat.
Yeah.
So they make it easy to ride.
What do you think is next for our, not just our trails, but kind of that abandoned rail infrastructure that we have downtown? You look at all that's possible downtown with all the businesses and all the public spaces that just need some activation to happen. Like what do you see as the future of downtown Pullman 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Well, I think that what's been done with the Project Downtown is really, it's a new beginning, right? Yeah. We have a clean slate.
Hit the reset.
It looks beautiful. Yeah, we've got new landscaping, we've got new light poles, it's clean, wider sidewalks. And so I think it becomes the community of what do they want, how do they want to activate it? And then I see the Downtown Pullman Association going along with finding out what they need, what can we do to support them?
Yeah.
Not necessarily financially, but—
For those who don't know, what is the Downtown Pullman Association?
Oh, well, we are now a Main Street program. Thank you very much. Ooh. We are officially designated as a Main Street program.
And what is that?
Well, the Main Street America is a national organization. It's across America. Washington through the Trust for Historic Preservation, has the Main Street program as one of their premier programs, really. And communities apply to, you become an affiliate, which we started as an affiliate community, Main Street community. And then you apply to become a full-blown designated Main Street community, which we did. And we've been one since January of this year.
And that opens us up to some grant opportunities?
Right. I take it back. We were an affiliate until, I think it was about in June, that maybe at the end of May, that we became fully designated. Yes, it opens us up to the Business and Occupation Tax Credit Program.
Yeah.
And that is an exciting program for private businesses.
A game changer. We'll come back around to that.
Yeah,
we'll come back around to that. Just for people who don't know, everyday Pullman people, what does the Downtown Pullman Association do?
Oh boy. Well, there's the four tenets of the association. So you have promotions. So we do events. We do almost two events a month.
Okay.
There is the design, which works on what can you do to, one, conserve your historic structures, because you need to have so many historic structures to remain a Main Street community. But rather than tear them down, what can we do to activate them?
Adapt,
because there's so many great examples. Yours is a great example.
Thank you.
and then we have promotion, we have design, we have economic vitality that looks at the data of what can we do to attract more businesses, because we can say this is our foot traffic, or this is how many businesses have started up, or this is kind of the average, you know, age of buildings or price of space, or, you know, and try to keep that at our fingertips. I have a data analytics student from WSU that's been working with me on collecting and sorting through a lot of that, because that really is part of our story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge part of our story. If you can't tell our story with your data, but the other thing is to tell your story with your history. Hmm. And we are a railroad town at its base, right? So
that's our roots.
I'll talk about that in a minute. What one did I leave out? Outreach. That's fundraising and volunteer recruitment.
Yeah.
And how do we get the community involved?
Yeah.
And that.
So events, historic preservation, vitality, and outreach.
Yeah.
All centered around downtown businesses.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. And design can be.
Oh, and design. Other, thank you.
I mean, design is part of, is the over the committee's name, but it, within there is historic preservation. And it's really been great this year because the Historic Preservation Commission has really been working with David and Jenny Harder on their building, which is the Telephone Exchange building.
Yep.
Although I think it has a longer name. But I never even realized, I thought that was part of the school district, but it's its own building and it's only had two owners.
Fascinating. Wow.
After it was
right.
Since the Telephone Exchange. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it represents a huge chunk of our history. So it connected us to much of the world,
quite
honestly.
So speaking of history, you mentioned railroad town.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, all of Whitman County was a railroad town. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were railroad towns. And
that used to be how all the students would get here on the student special.
Absolutely.
Right? 1920s into the early 50s.
Trying to recreate that and so forth. And it's really so fantastic what the Historic Preservation Commission has done to rebuild and just to restore that depot.
Yeah.
I mean, the new roof is a stunner. It's so beautiful. And now they're painting the train cars. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that, but
they could use a coat of paint. Oh, yes. They needed a coat of paint.
It was peeling pretty bad.
Yeah. And they knew that, but it's sort of like, it's a big project.
So they're fundraising for it.
So if anybody wants to, you know, contribute to the train cars, they'll be very happy to hear from
you.
They have a campaign going on about that. And so, you know, and that's in our downtown, mm-hmm. you know. you know, we have so many things in our downtown. We have the train depot and the train cars, which are interesting, and they're trying to continue to build that aspect. We have our hardware store. Do you know that? Is the Grange Supply.
The Grange Supply
is now the four-star.
Four-star supply. Yeah. I have gone there and purchased lumber and
fasteners. That's amazing. Yeah. They've really expanded what they do. And then we have these great businesses. Well, we have like the Lumberyard, you know, which
right.
is,
yep.
I mean, what a food great court. Facility that is yeah. with a food court and everything. And they're continuing to bring more businesses in. It is, that is such a great, amazing reconstruction. Again, a historic structure. Mm-hmm. We can go on to the Gladish. You know, that is a gorgeous building.
Yeah.
It is.
Outside of downtown, but still
it,
adjacent.
It is, but it does have parking.
There we go.
And they have done quite a few things to make it very accessible. It'll be interesting to see where that goes into the future going forward
yeah.
because, you know, it's not an inexpensive building to...
A lot of deferred maintenance.
Yeah. But there may be an organization out there that's what they do. I mean, I don't know, but right now the resources for that are not completely here. So probably need some outside help. So that's what they've chosen to do. And I think that probably that's a really good idea. Anyway, that's their idea and I support it.
Awesome. Gladish is a great asset for the
community. It is a beautiful building. If you look at it, it's like, wow.
It can be made sustainable for the long term. We hope it can.
Pretty wonderful. Yeah. So
that's a
big one. The Annawalt building, which is where Palouse Candy, the candy shop is right now, that's just a gorgeous building. So there are a lot of those that are downtown. Yeah.
So we've gone through, you know, a big thing as a community with that downtown project, and there was a whole lot of controversy at the time. It seems like it's largely died down because now everyone can see what we got out of it.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we have businesses that are open today.
Yes.
Right? You know, and have come out the other side, and they need our support.
Yeah.
You know, I was somewhat involved in that project, and then I got to create content for the project.
Very much involved in that project.
There was a lot there. And there's one more video that I've been planning to make that I just keep having trouble finding time for, and I'll just spoil the ending of it. And it's where I turn away from the camera, I look at a different camera, and I say, okay, Pullman, now it's up to us. All the excuses have been eliminated. We no longer have sidewalks that we trip on. We no longer have a parking problem. Now it's up to us. Because every community, I believe, has the downtown that they deserve. And if we don't go and frequent these businesses aren't going to survive.
That's right. We need to figure out what we can do. I mean, we have the four committees. So how are we going to activate using the, you know, what can those do? And people will... people want to have an active downtown.
They do.
They want to be able to go out
to the
plays, or, you know, we don't have our theaters. However, there are still occasional movies downtown. And if we had the movie theaters, both of them, it would have been really great. But the building is there. And it is.
So when you imagine the downtown Pullman that we could have, right? When you just dream blue sky and think after 5, 10, 15 years of investment in community support, what do you see? What do you see in the future? You're a visionary. What's the downtown that you see?
I see a very active farmer's market.
I would love to see that take off and go.
And they're going to have, you know, they've started one, as you know, and they will have actually farmers with vegetables there.
Hey,
there's a farmer in Lamont called Courage to Grow Farms, and they really like Pullman and they want to be part of it. And so they're coming in to get the vegetables off and growing. And it's interesting I don't know anything about farmers markets or how to start one or anything, but I'll bet
you someone does.
Yeah. Well, they do a good job over in Moscow, and they did offer their their knowledge through the many years that they've been there. Our circulation is very different. Their main street is not a highway because they have bypasses, but
different geography.
But we still have opportunities, and the U.S. Bank parking lot area, they've been very kind to let us set up there and get started, and it's a great environment. So that's building. It's building, and it's only been the month of July.
Yeah.
So we just stay tuned. But again, like you said, you got to support local, mm-hmm. and you get the town that you deserve, the one you want. You got to be there for it.
Absolutely. And, so farmers market. What else? When you imagine the future of downtown Polk.
I imagine that we get the good food co-op. Mm-hmm. I would love to have that in the downtown.
In downtown.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's Wouldn't that
big.
Be great?
It'd be great to be able to do grocery shopping in downtown.
Yeah, be great to have that kind of facility. I really think that would be a draw. That would be a draw. I would like to see an antique mall, maybe in one of the empty buildings where there are just interesting. There's different booths, so there's a variety of shopping experience. But in the winter, it's a place where you can take people to go find that special trinket that you mm-hmm. or piece of furniture that you you would like to have. And so I'd love to see that happen. I'm thinking about the empty spaces. I'd love to see, I don't know what the business would be, but I know where the White Drug used to be. Mm. It's the Plasma Center now. Mm-hmm. That's a big space.
Yeah.
You know, the thing we lost was when the White Drug went out, that was like the where you needed a birthday present. That's where you went, you know. And then across the street, you had the Corner Drug. And so, yes, you went and you got your prescriptions, but you also found these really interesting things, you know, whether they were posters or a game or, you know, they were kind of the five and dimes. Mm-hmm. And in losing those, I think we lost a lot of foot traffic. So the idea, I was like, let's just do a mercantile, you know, let's just get another five and dime going. Let's get Woolworths, you know, all of those that we used to have.
And the flip side of that coin is that online retail has affected everyone nationwide. It's not just Pullman.
It's not just Pullman.
That has lost all these mom and pop stores. Between Walmart and Amazon, it's tough to do retail in America.
People want those kind of experiences. But what we do have, so you asked me what I thought would be good. The other one that's an important central location, of course, is the Bank of Pullman building. That one seems
prominent,
like
right there on the corner of
Main. Seems like it has opportunity with that one. I think that where the Mela restaurant is and Dabco's
Ridgeway
development
building,
there,
yeah.
I think that's, you know, it's really beautiful. That kind of architecture is timeless.
And so they've right on the plaza. Great
done
location.
A really beautiful job with mm-hmm. that. Yeah. So, and having that plaza there has been, I think, a game changer for downtown Pullman.
I agree.
Imagine if that was a street.
Yeah.
It wouldn't, you, no, it I, would I be remember, really different.
I remember when it was a street.
I
and
do
it was,
too.
It was just negative space that wasn't doing anybody any good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no one ever turned there, but you also couldn't hang out there.
Well, you couldn't have an event.
Right.
I mean, Music on Main. What a great thing that is. And it happens tonight, by the way.
Hey.
But last week, it was, people were dancing. I don't know if you saw it, but it was rocking.
Cool.
It was very cool and jam-packed. And everybody was in all the tables and chairs. I'm not on the tables, but sitting in all the chairs and had the shade from the umbrellas. So that was rewarding to see that because those are a product of the Downtown Pullman Association.
Yeah.
I think creating the spaces where people want to be is mm-hmm. really is a draw, you know, that where they can go where they can go and meet people, where they can have those conversations, where they can have casual conversations about, you know, planning for, I don't know, a wedding or whatever, planning a family reunion to having a business meeting. Mm-hmm. And so that's, people like to have choices. And so they have with tables and chairs, they have choices of where they're, you know, they can put two tables together and they can have a bigger party. So that's been good for the restaurants, I think. And I do want to put a shout out, you know, when I said about the Five and Dime and the gifts and all that.
Yeah.
Neil's Flowers and Gifts. What a great place. I mean, you want something that's just like, oh my gosh, that's a perfect gift. I know who needs to have that. And you go and you need a gift right now, or you just go, oh, I know whose birthday's coming up. They have it. And it's just a very welcoming environment. I'm so glad they expanded into the ice cream part of it. That one is the living room of, in the winter, that's the living room of the downtown, because they've got that room in the back where people can meet, or they have the big table where they can gather. And so those things are really important. Pups and Cups is another one. They've got those tables. And then they have the place where you can take your dogs. I mean, really, that's how cool is that? So that's just been, I think those two places have created a huge daytime anchor for the downtown. And then of course we have, you know, we have Rico's, we have Black Cypress. I mean, in that block, there Nayarit, another great restaurant. We have a lot of activity to do, and that's good. The next block, I would love to see. I love the bakery that's in there, the Sugar Bay Bakery. Scoozy is getting up and going, but across the street, something great needs to go in there.
Yeah.
I would help it. No, we have Mela.
It's an empty space that is just dying for someone with vision to come in and make it something great.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are big things. So if we can get a good food co-op somewhere downtown, I think that's a pretty great start.
It's gonna be
awesome. They're working on it, you know, they've been working on it a long time. But I think we have a new vision. We have a new opportunity, and you know, owners change and so on and so forth. So we'll see where
that goes. What is it about right now that feels fresh, that feels like, oh, this is a chance for a fresh start?
Oh, everything that Project Downtown did. I mean, because everything got kind of shut down, as much as we tried to keep it open with the back doors, you know, Triangle Alley and doing that.
And Triangle Alley was filled with trash and debris, and now it's one of the nicest meeting spots in town.
Well, thank you.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. It was a big project, but it was really fun. It was so fun to get to meet all of the property owners there. I mean, it's on mostly private property, and just their excitement was contagious, and I think it really boosted their spirits, and knowing all these other crazy things were going to be happening in the front door. But it had to happen, you know. Project Downtown had to happen, and they did it as fast. And I think Apollo did a great job.
I agree. It wasn't perfect, but we got through it.
They did a great job, and I'm appreciative that they Welsh Comer got the plaza put back together. It's beautiful. It's clean, and I hope it's just, we want it to last.
Yeah.
And then we'll get the bridge back.
You know, that was out of our control, but hopefully we can get that back up and running soon.
Yeah, and it's coming. And then the murals on the backside, the Riverside murals and the expansion.
Extended all the way out to the Mimosa building.
What does Mimosa do?
A brand new coat of paint.
Isn't it gorgeous?
What a difference, night and day.
It's good.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
we appreciate
it. Thank you. but it's so cute.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
the detail. Still looking forward to having a business in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But for now, it's an improvement.
There's probably much more to do, but just the detailing of how we put it together and cleaning the windows, it's great. And I sent them a picture of that with tables and chairs out in front of it, because I had to move them out of the plaza while they were starting on the repair, getting
just
that
imagine what
down
could
there.
Be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And just thanking them for
doing, I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, that was really.
You're quite the force to be reckoned with downtown. I love that you've got so much vision for the space. Where does that come from? Like, what gets you out of bed?
I told you, I see big pictures.
No, but what gets you out of bed every morning makes you excited to go to work?
What makes me excited to go to work? Well, I I really believe in the Main Street program. I believe in the organization. I feel that they support us well and give us directive on, we have like, you know, a big, a hub where we can go in, or Slack, we can go in and we have these conversations. Does anybody have a good volunteer recruitment program? And can you send me, you know, do you have anything that you could send me about that? Or is anybody, what are you doing at Halloween? Because we have this haunted house experience. Does anybody, we can't do a haunted house, but is there something else we can do? And I was able to say, well, we had a pumpkin wall. That was pretty exciting. 160 pumpkins. and that one was, the depot was so kind to let us attach to the to the caboose. And they really enjoyed it. It was fun. And for all I know, maybe shining a light on the cars helped move us to the next level.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. We're still waiting to hear if we get a grant, if they get a grant, not DPA, if the depot folks get a grant from USDA to repaint those. They just haven't announced it yet. Well, but they're moving
fingers
forward.
Fingers crossed.
But you know, they're moving forward. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to keep moving one foot in front of the other. And pretty soon the result is great.
So what's next for Pullman? What do you hope our community looks like in 10, 20 years?
Hmm. Okay. I didn't say I was a long-term big vision picture, but I am a big I just see our downtown being the center of commerce and social activity. I'd love to see some way to restore the Odeon back to
historic
theater.
I miss having that space.
It was such a pretty little.
It was.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. But that stuff is still out there and can be not specifically, but it can be redone. All it takes is money.
That's all, just money.
Yeah, it's just money. So I see things, a good nightlife that people can go to, promotions going on, people making great design choices with their buildings, not doing, just things that are incongruent with the guy next door.
Sure.
Just making it, not like we have to all look alike, but just
treat it as a whole.
Well, there's basic good common sense things that you do when you have a historic building.
Best practice.
And that you follow that kind of stuff. And we're here to advise on that. You know, we have a lot of knowledge on that design committee. We have Paul Herzl, who's a professor emeritus in architecture from WSU. We have Iyad Rahmani, and he's got a lot of experience in design. Myself, there's another landscape architect that was on there. I think she's still there. And so it's just, we've got a lot of ability to give opinions and direction. And we also have design guidelines that follow the Main Street guidelines. And now we're revamping them so that they're a little more user-friendly.
Got it.
Yeah.
So if people want to support the work that's happening in the Downtown Pullman Association, especially if they are a fellow business owner, what can they do to help support these efforts?
Well, get involved. You know, we're here to support you. You know, let us know what you need. Let us know what you want. Not that we can provide it, but we can look for those opportunities of when it's like, oh, I heard that so-and-so wanted to be involved in a particular event. Well, let's be sure that they're involved in our events and bring them in. Our social media is going gangbusters. Shout out to Gigi for what she does. She just really has got a feel for it and is good at linking into other businesses and their feeds and all of that. It's like, okay, that is not me. That's not what I do. And so I'm glad I have a technology person who really likes that stuff and is good at it. So that's really great.
What do people want to contribute financially? Tell about the BO program.
Well, is that what you were trying to get me to talk about was the business occupation tax? How does that work?
I think it's a very clever mechanism for keeping your money in Pullman, working for Pullman.
Yes, yes. So the way it works, in case I said this at City Council, but it's, if you can imagine your tax dollars coming back into Pullman, this is the way that you can do it. You can redirect through Department of Revenue your tax dollars back into Pullman by paying, when you pay, if you're a private business or a corporation, but if you're a business, you do business in the state of Washington, you pay business and occupation taxes. So the B&O taxes, the way to bring your money back and to get some benefit is to make your contribution in 1 year. So for every $100, you get a $75 tax credit. So if you round it up to $1,000, you get a $750 off. So for $250 out of your pocket, you have donated $1,000 to the Downtown Pullman Association.
So basically, if you go to pay your B&O taxes, if you overpay your taxes this year, that money will go to the DPA and you will get a credit up to 75% the following year.
Yes.
That's a pretty clever way of doing it.
It's a great way to do it. And not all states do this.
Yeah.
But our Washington legislature put this into place to help support rural communities. And it's pretty great, really. We're very fortunate in that way. And then there's always, if you want to support, an event, you know, like Friday night, the next one coming up is the Lentil Festival, Friday Night Vibes. It's like, you know, I had so much fun at that last year. I'm going to give them, you know, whatever, just call me. I'm in the Triangle Building. Would love to hear from you. We can definitely put that toward a very specific event if you would like that, to do it that way. An example that we did in fundraising last winter, because what was called the Beautiful Buildings Campaign. And that's, you know, after all the trees were gone and the new landscaping came in, there was kind of a lot of deferred maintenance on some of the buildings. And also, some of it wasn't even deferred maintenance. It was just, you didn't realize the red and green awning that was hiding behind the trees.
There was a lot was hiding gone. Behind the trees.
It was, and Dale Schell, bless his heart, said, yeah, go ahead and repaint it. And Megan got that all organized, and we, DPA, they applied to the design, the Beautiful Buildings Campaign, and we were able to grant them a micro grant of $500 to get that started. Now, they put way more than $500 into that building, everything inside, the back, so many changes of upgrading that building. And it was just a carrot. You know, it was just, here's just something to get you going. And that was a very successful partnership. And so we still have the ability to do some of that for buildings that want to get kicked off. Reimbursable grant kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to do.
Sounds like there's a lot of opportunities to get involved and a lot of exciting projects in the works.
But we do need volunteers. I'm looking for an outreach coordinator.
Okay.
I want somebody who knows fundraising.
Yeah. So if someone wants to get involved, how can they contact you?
We have info@downtownpullman.com, or they can you can email me at executive_director@downtownpullman.org. Or you know what? You can just email me directly, writerbobby@gmail.
Sounds good.
That one I always read.
Well, thank you so much, Bobby. This has been delightful.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for the invitation. And I think what you're doing here is just terrific. I mean, this is so visionary. I love visionary. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.